All right, today's movie review is the 1995 film Sabrina, starring Harrison Ford, Julia Ormond, and Greg Kinnear. Before I get into the review, I want to talk about how I came to watch the film. My niece really wanted me to see it, and she twisted my arm, and so I said, hey, I'll watch it if you come over and watch it with me, because she wanted to watch it again too, and she's seen it like 100 times. Said, if you want me to watch it, then you have to watch something I want you to watch. So we did a little trade, and what I wanted her to try out was Anne with an E, which is on Netflix, and it's a really neat show that I'm still in the middle of finishing up, and I think she'll really like it. So we ended up watching Sabrina, and she falls asleep halfway through it, but I finished it. And so this is my review. First off, I wanted to say I just thought this was going to be a different type of movie. I had no idea this was going to be basically a romance type movie. And that's what this is. It starred Julia Orr, who played the part of Sabrina, who was the chauffeur's daughter for a wealthy businessman. Harrison Ford plays the part of Linus, and his brother, played by Greg Kinnear, plays the part of David. Now, initially in the film, Sabrina would watch the little parties and gatherings that the rich family would have in the evenings, and she would be perched up on top of a tree watching it. And she was sort of had this childhood crush on David. And it wasn't long after that we find out that she's scheduled or slated to do a summer vacation internship thing in Paris. And so she gets shipped off to Paris and she spends a few months there. And they didn't go into it too much, but she kind of had a boyfriend in Paris as well, who was the photographer. By the time she gets back, when she first meets David, she had her hair was cut and he totally didn't recognize her, and it made for a humorous moment or two because she looked more grown up. Before, when she left, she looked humbler. Her hair was, I would say, messy. Her glasses, she wore these glasses and she looked like a schoolgirl. But when she got back, the glasses were gone. Her hair was shorter. She looked more professional. I don't know. She looked more grown up. And he totally didn't recognize her, and it was embarrassing but funny. Harrison Ford, when he first saw her back at the house, totally recognized her, and that was how his brother David was made aware that that was Sabrina, and he was like, what? So that was really funny. But by this time, David was already engaged to be married to a rival business partner's daughter, Lauren Holly. But Greg Kinnear's character, he's such a playboy or a womanizer, he wasn't really sure if he was in love with her. But after seeing Sabrina, he was really romantically interested in her. This sparked this whole idea that Harrison Ford's character, Linus, did not want Sabrina interfering with their relationship because that could potentially cost them a huge financial blow if they can't do this business deal with this company. He hatches a plan to basically try to distract Sabrina away from being interested in David by injecting himself into the relationship to see if he could somehow split them up. And that way, David and Lauren would still get married and everything would be happy. The financial deal would go through. But there was only one casualty in that plan, and that is if you inject yourself in the relationship with Sabrina, are you going to be able to extract yourself out of that relationship? That's kind of goes into the spoiler territory here. And so what happens in this film is that Linus himself ends up falling in love with Sabrina, and he ended up taking her on jet trips to vacation home and dining her with her and different venues that they went to. And of course, Sabrina also finds herself falling in love with Linus also, and finding that he has more depth than his shallow brother David. At the end of the film, Linus confesses to Sabrina that I lied to you all along. All of this was just to get you away from David so that you don't ruin this financial deal that we have going on. They said it was going to cost the company $1 billion. And he ends up giving her a ticket to Paris to fly back because that's where her true love was, her home. She had grown to love Paris like her own home. And so he sent her off to Paris. And essentially, David had figured out that Linus was actually in love with her and encouraged him to, you know, we'll all handle the business dealings. You go follow her, go with her, go be with her. And so that's how the movie ended. He goes and flies into Paris, meets with Sabrina, apologizes, suspending the disbelief a little bit. Almost any woman with integrity would probably not be so easily turned around after such a hurtful thing happened in their life, being broken up with some terrible lie like that. But in this case, she forgave him and kind of the credits started rolling and they lived happily ever after. So anyway, I thought it was a good movie. I don't think it elevated to 4 stars for me. So it's going to be 3. It had the 80s type of music feel, even though it was filmed in the 90s. It was wholesome. It had that wholesome feel also to it. It's safe for children. It was a pretty good film and I do recommend it.